Alrighty, good afternoon everyone, this is Hans here, coming to you from Tim Hortons on Welland Avenue in St. Catharines, where I just had me a fruit explosion muffin, and I'm finishing me off an iced tea. Now the time is currently 2:48 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and y'all are probably wondering why I'm not at bowling today. Well, we had a bit of a issue in the apartment with bed bugs, and haven't been keeping quiet about it. But didn't want to say too much. But we had it really bad, and my roommate's bed was taken out today. And fortunately, my roommate has a place, and she's got a new apartment, and so she's got a bed. And what I have to do is go to Canadian Tire and get me a blow-up bed that I will use for now until such time that I move, and at that which point I will sell it. But anyway, the reason for this particular boo is because this is my new iPhone. It's an iPhone 4. You're probably thinking it's not new, it's 3 years old. Well, yes, it is 3 years old, but it's new to me. I finally was able to upgrade with my 3GS. That I still have with me, but of course I don't. I'm trying to transfer, start using this one, and because I kept it with me because I still had some music, and I'm still keeping the number. But what I think I'm going to do is I'm going to use a 289 number on this iPhone 4, and it is still new. It's just that Apple's still clearing them out. I am with Virgin Mobile now. And, well, my Fido contract ends on Monday, but because I got the better deal with Virgin, $45 a month for 200 minutes for 200 minutes Canada-wide, and evenings and weekends completely unlimited, 200 megabytes of data, and as well as voicemail as well, and call display, and I think there's one or two other features as well. So I'm pretty good. This is going to be my primary means of communication. Like, I'll be at my parents' in about a month. That'll come in another boo. But in the meantime, that is the situation. So, as I said, I'm not going to take too long because I want to get there and get back home in good time. So I'm finishing this iced tea. So it'll be interesting to see how quick this process is on the iPhone 4. I know it's not like the iPhone 5S or 5C. I couldn't afford that right now. With me potentially moving to the States in within the next don't know when. But I don't want to take a contract, and if I do get called sooner than later, having to pay hundreds of dollars in cancellations. So this way, if I cancel, I just have to pay for the phone, which is about $375. And also included with this deal is a $75 gift card from Future Shop. So they got me a case and a protector, a screen protector, that was put on professionally. So I've got that. So hopefully the 4s will pick up louder than on the 3GS. So I hope you all can hear me okay. And I'm going to go ahead and, I am going to probably up this to iOS 7.3. I know it's this thing telling me that I've got an update, so it wants me to update, and I can do it on the iPhone 4, so I'm going to go ahead and do it. So, anyway, that's a wrap for this boo, and I will talk to y'all later. So have a good and blessed day, all. So long.